Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Applications are now being accepted for the 2026 North Dakota Leopold Conservation Award. The award honors ranchers, farmers, and forest land owners who go above and beyond in their management of soil health, water quality, and wildlife habitat on working lands. The Sand County Foundation and the national sponsor, American Farmland Trust, presents the Leopold Conservation Award to private landowners in 28 states. In North Dakota, the $10,000 award is presented by the NDSA, North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, and North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts. Award applications may be submitted on behalf of a landowner, or landowners may apply themselves. The application form can be found at www.sandcountyfoundation.org. The application deadline is April 15th. Applications must be emailed to North Dakota LCA at sandcountyfoundation.org. For more information, visit www.leopoldconservationaward.org. On February 20th, just weeks after the Taiwan Trade Pact, the United States and Indonesia have finalized a reciprocal trade agreement that opens up fresh export opportunities for American beef, a market that's been very tough to crack. Under the deal, Indonesia will eliminate tariffs on more than 99% of U.S. imports, including agricultural goods like beef, clearing away many of the barriers that have limited sales to the country's more than 280 million consumers. For cattle producers, a few key points stand out, according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. First off, annual purchase commitments. Indonesia has pledged to buy at least 50,000 metric tons of U.S. beef and beef products each year. That's a solid chunk of volume for a destination that historically hasn't been a major buyer. The halal market potential. Indonesia is the world's largest beef market, a huge opportunity for U.S. suppliers with the right products and certifications. Regulatory recognition. The deal also clears the way for Indonesia to recognize U.S. Department of Agriculture food safety and animal health standards. It is calving season for many around the state. Earlier this week, Drovers Online released an article on grafting calves. It dictates 5 tips for grafting calves. First, catch and confine the cow. Second, convince the cow the calf is hers. 3, sedation can be a valuable tool. 4, the calf needs to be hungry. 5, be patient and give the pair time to bond. For more details and the full article, visit www.drovers.com. For 96 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.